Urban Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, April 7th, 2014. Start of a brand new week here, and the beeping you're hearing in the background is the trash being picked up. They've got a louder beeper on the truck this week here. Anyway, we have got a lot to talk about. It's a very busy news day. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And Sam is sitting in our control room ready to twiddle the dials, clear up our technical issues that we're dealing with, and answer the phone when you call on in. I want to start the show today. Obviously, Ukraine is a big deal, but I want to start the show today with an update on what's going on with Ebola, because a lot of people are very, very concerned about that. There is no cure for the disease. They keep saying they're working on a vaccine based on rabies, which, given the efficacy of vaccines these days, I'm not sure I would want to look at. A lot of anecdotal comments about colloidal silver being able to ward this off. But right now, over there in Africa, they have confirmed they are dealing with the Zaire strain of Ebola, which is the absolute worst one, 90% plus mortality rate. They've got 90 known dead. Mali and Ghana and Liberia are saying that they've got people who are infected. In Guinea, where it began, they've already instituted a policy where anybody who's been exposed is quarantined, and those who are known to actually have Ebola are quarantined in another facility where doctors and nurses in BSL-4 plastic suits are basically just keeping them doped up. And they're either going to recover or they're not, and most will not. Now, there has been some concern about a man in Canada who was described as having an Ebola-like illness, but the official word is it's not the same Ebola that they're dealing with in Guinea, even though this guy had just come back from that part of Africa. They're sort of hemming and hawing, and probably their concern is if Ebola is here in the North American continent, they're going to panic. There's going to be a huge, huge panic. Now, there was a bit of a concern because this Canadian, when he was returning to Canada from Africa, stopped at two American airports, Minneapolis and New York, and there was a concern because another man in Minneapolis who'd also been coming through the Minneapolis airport about the same time has come down with an illness that seems to look like Ebola. Now, the news there is they're saying it isn't Ebola. It is Lassa fever, which is a similar illness, similar symptoms. And this guy in Minneapolis was also returning from Africa. So at this point, the idea that there was spreading infection in the airports, there isn't anything to support it, but obviously with the long infection period it takes, we don't know. Just have to keep the eyes open. But the case in Minneapolis is being reported as Lassa fever, not Ebola. And again, they may be just saying that to prevent a major, major panic here. Now, getting over to the Ukraine, interesting developments over the weekend. We had mentioned before there were at least four cities in the eastern Ukraine that were talking about breaking away from the Putsch government in Kiev, the coup d'etat government, the unelected government, that is even now selling them all out to the European bankers, and joining with Russia. And apparently that really started to happen over the weekend, where pro-Russian protesters have seized government buildings and are demanding autonomy. Apparently over in Donetsk, they formed their own legislature. And they have already voted to break away from Ukraine. They're talking about a referendum by the 11th of May, where they will decide whether or not they want to join with Russia. Also down in not just Donetsk, but in, where's the other city here? Lugansk. They're doing exactly the same thing. And apparently up in Donetsk, their legislature has formally requested Putin to send in peacekeepers. I hope he doesn't. That's exactly what the U.S. and Europe are waiting for. And they'll proclaim the headlines, Russia invading Europe. And it's just a very ugly situation. Pro-Russian activists stormed the security building in Lugansk. Now, over in Kiev, their unelected prime minister is screaming about Russia's economic aggression. That's the new euphemism. See, what happened is, under the former elected government of Ukraine, Russia was given the use of the Navy bases in Crimea, in exchange for which they sold natural gas to the Ukraine at a discounted rate. Well, Ukraine does not control those Navy bases in Crimea anymore. Crimea does. And Crimea voted to secede from Ukraine and then voted to merge with Russia. And that's where we are right now. Russia has no reason to continue the discount price on the gas. And so they're charging full tourist rates. And the government in Kiev is trying to spin this as economic aggression and economic war because they're not getting the sale price anymore. Now, the Ukrainian unelected president is holding a security meeting in Kiev, figuring out what he wants to do about these cities in the East Ukraine who want to break away. And this is a major threat, not just to the unelected government in Kiev, but to the entire structure of current U.S. foreign policy, which has operated for more than half a century on the theory that when they change a regime in a nation, the people of that nation will just blindly follow the new government as they did the old. They're just such happy little sheep. But that paradigm is shifting as the people in these regime-change nations decide to cede the capital city to the coup d'etat and simply leave. The people of Ukraine are saying, all right, you change the government in Kiev, you can have Kiev, we're just going to go on our own little way. There's no requirement for us to follow a government we didn't vote for. So for the U.S. to conquer a country now, up until now, it's simply been, we'll change the government to a friendly government, and we're in control of the place, even if the people don't realize it. Now it's changed. They can't just simply overthrow the leadership to conquer our territory. They have to go back to the old model of a full-on invasion, which is much more costly in terms of money and blood. And it's not looked on favorably by the people of the world. The U.S. got away with these attempts at coup d'etats in 56 nations because most of the people of the world didn't realize what was going on. When you march into a country with tanks and planes, that's an entirely different story here. And everything that's going on in Ukraine and Crimea goes back to the elected government of Ukraine rejecting the offer to join the European Union, fearing economic pillaging, which is going on now under the new coup d'etat government, and they decided to go with the deal that Russia was offering, which was a much better deal for the people of Ukraine. And as soon as Yanukovych and his elected government in Kiev said, we're taking the Russian deal, that's when Canvas and USAID and all these other covert overthrowers, operatives, agent provocateurs, piled into Kiev, stirred up riots, drove the elected government from power by force, set themselves up as the new government, and just, in hindsight, naively presumed that all the rest of Ukraine would say, oh, okay, we're under the control of a new government we didn't vote for that wants to align us with Europe, which we know is going to be a bad deal. It's already turning out to be a bad deal. And the people of the Ukraine are saying, nah, borders change all the time. We're just going to break off and go our own happy way. Over at NATO, their top commander is out there screaming of an imminent Russian threat, saying, we must isolate Russia. Russia's the bad guy here. No, Russia didn't do anything to start this. The United States did by continuing this policy of regime change in countries to bring their economies under control of Western banks. That's what caused all of this. Meanwhile, of course, the U.S. is continuing to send warplanes to Poland and the Baltic states. Everybody's arming up for this whole situation, and they're trying to spin it, Russia's invading Europe. And this all began because of a covert invasion by the United States, not just in Ukraine, but Afghanistan, in Syria, in Iraq. They're trying to do it in Iran. They're even trying to do it in Russia. More about that when we come back from these words of our, from our sponsors.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance for treatment and surgery at fractions of...
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver. Free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the anti-Russian propaganda is really cranking up all over the West here. Somebody just sent me a story. Russia's planning to invade Sweden. They're actually trying to sell that, a kind of fear-mongering here. And what's going on, of course, is the current crisis was not precipitated by Russia. It was precipitated by the United States and the European Union wanting to grab another piece of the planet and shackle it to that European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve. And it backflashed in their face. Everybody knows that's what's been going on. But the ECB, the EU, rather, and the United States, they're not the sort of people who can say, well, we messed that one up and we're sorry. So it's all Russia's fault. And if you're a loyal European Union member, or if you're a loyal American, you will blame the Russians because we tell you to. Apparently the U.S. ambassador to the OSCE is back to pushing that whole thing about tens of thousands of Russian troops massed near the Ukraine border, ready to pour across and invade. We have strong evidence. Now remember, only a week ago, an NBC reporter and camera crew drove up the entire border between Russia and Ukraine on the Russian side. Russia said, come on in, take a look. Russia's allowing drone overflights to show that they're not massing troops on the border. And this NBC crew found nothing. and the local people were just living their lives, doing their regular calm, completely unconcerned. And you know, if there were really troops massing somewhere there, the rumors would spread all over and everybody would say, oh my goodness, we're on the front lines of a potential war. Didn't find it. Not at all. Now, what is going on here? Because of what I said in the first segment. The United States cannot allow the general population of a regime-changed nation to break away from the puppet government, or the whole exercise was pointless. But the U.S. cannot simply invade the nation to conquer the people and re-enslave them to the new puppet government. This looks bad in the eyes of the world. And this is the reason they're having to spin the Russians being the bad guys. The Russians are coming to get you, which they are not. If you're my age, you lived through the red propaganda for the whole Cold War, how they were going to nuke us, they were going to invade, they were going to do this. None of it ever happened. None of it ever happened. It was just scaring the American people out of their money, their obedience, and the lives of their children in various wars of conquest around the planet. All of this started with Ukraine rejecting joining with the European Union and choosing of their own free will to go with Russia. Then there was the overthrow and the installation of a new government that's completely unelected, does not have the support of the Ukrainian people, and the Ukrainian people are saying, all right, you've got Kiev, goodbye, we're out of here. The unelected prime minister of Kiev is out there screaming that all the protests in eastern Ukraine are intended to bring in the Russian troops. This from the guy who's hiring American mercenaries left and right to try and quell the protests and dissent, as the new government in Kiev sells out all the public assets of Ukraine to Western financial interests. Now, other observers are looking at basically, you know, we're today in, you know, 15 years after the NATO aggression against Yugoslavia. It was the first war in Europe since World War II, and it didn't solve any problems in the Balkans. It created a bunch of new ones. And the former foreign minister of Yugoslavia is saying the threat to civilization is not Russia, it is the United States and NATO that is attempting to shackle the entire world to this model of private central banking in order to render us all economic debt slaves for the rest of however long Earth is going to be here, or however long humans are going to be here. Which, according to the carbon Nazis, is only a few minutes, so hey, why are we worrying about that? Now, over in Syria, their government is beginning to make sounds like they already know they have defeated the attempt to overthrow them by force, by their hired mercenaries. And Hezbollah Secretary General Syed Hassan Nasrallah is saying the danger of the Syrian government falling with the foreign-backed insurgency is now gone. Now, remember last year, Assad did something very smart. He sent the word out that any Syrians who were aiding the Free Syria Army, which was a small fraction, most of the Free Syria Army are hired mercenaries from other countries, but any Syrians who were part of the Free Syria Army, if they would simply turn in their guns and come back, nothing would happen to them. And it was a very smart move to make. Apparently, over the weekend, another 285 Syrians came back and said, we changed our mind. A big part of the problem is that the hired mercenary insurgency has become to be dominated by this Islamic fanatics who want to turn Syria into a new Islamic state, which will absolutely hate the United States of America and Israel. This is another classic screw-up by U.S. foreign policy. They wanted Assad out because he's not as obedient as he might be to the U.S. and Israel. So they hire a bunch of mercenaries who go on in there, and they make this very dark deal with Islamic fanatics who have now basically taken control of the hired mercenaries. So even if they succeed in ousting Assad, the net result would be a Syria even more virulently anti-American and anti-Israeli than what they've got now. But this is a government that will never admit error and change course. We saw that with Obamacare, and that's why they're in there still trying to figure out some way that they can get an invasion of Syria going again. Now, Seymour Hersh, wrote a very lengthy and well-researched article basically saying that Turkey was behind last August's Syrian sarin gas attack. And he goes through all of the various issues of how the U.S. government was trying to lie to you to say that this was Assad doing it, even as their own people, their own laboratories, their own intelligence experts were saying, no, this story has no foundation. It's not going to hold up in the eyes of the public. And Obama and Kerry went ahead with it anyway, much to the ridicule of the independent media, or ridicule by the independent media. We made a lot of fun of them because the lie was just so obvious. Remember what I said, when you're trying to judge whether a story is true or not, coming out of the corporate media or the government, and I know the safe assumption is it's going to be more lies, but you look for what should be there and isn't. And in the case of the claims about Assad gassing his own people, what was missing was a reason for him to do that, a motive. And they couldn't come up with one. Oh, he's just crazy that way. That's not a reason. That's your ducking what's going on. Now, over at Global Research, they're pointing out that even though Seymour Hersh's article is bang spot on determining that Turkey's Erdogan was a major player in the staging of this sarin gas attack to blame Assad, that the American corporate media just really doesn't think it's all that important to talk about. You know, we've got more important things to talk about, like, you know, dangling Flight 370 at us, even though they really haven't found anything new, and the latest Kardashian scandal and the rest of it. The news is very much being filtered. And Seymour Hersh absolutely nails it. The sarin gas appears to have come from Turkey. It's for certain it did not come from Assad, because U.S. government labs confirmed, United Nations labs confirmed, that the samples of sarin collected by the U.N. chemical weapons inspectors last August don't match what is in Assad's stockpile, which now that it's being disposed of, they're able to get all the samples of it that they want. Now, over in EricMargolis.com, he's written an article about the recent Afghan elections and says it's a complete sham. And now you know why the hotel where the observers were staying came under attack, causing a lot of them to leave out of fear for their lives. They didn't want observers in there. It's another stolen election to steal another government. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at Gun Owners.
Pigs rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Okay, I'm looking at an email that just came in here. I'm okay, my family is okay, but at midday today we proclaimed the Republic of Donetsk. Yesterday, Russian-speaking residents of Kharkiv, Donetsk, and Lugansk seized the regional administration building. Illegal power in Kiev sent the army to the southeast. Tymoshenko flew to Donetsk to speak with law enforcement agencies in our region because the police do not want to confront the people in Donetsk. So that's from the Donetsk's own mouth. Apparently, the civil police are on the side of the separatists. All right, now over on the other side of the world, in China, there continues to be this saber rattling over these disputed islands in the East China Sea. And China is basically explaining the reason they are refusing to cede those islands to Japan in the interest of peace is their concern that the U.S. plans on using those islands as a forward military base against China. China understands that with the growing power and influence of the yuan, that China is now on Washington, D.C.'s special high-interest targets list for eventual war. Remember, all of this, forget all about separatism and democracy and they hate us for our freedoms. This world war that we are entering into is all about just whose particular piece of paper with ink all over it the world will use for the coming 100 years. That's what it's all about. Now, China is once again warning the United States against interference in Hong Kong. And their ire was aroused by the fact that the Vice President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, is meeting with leaders of the opposition movement in China. So it looks like the U.S. is already playing their destabilization game inside China, and China is calling them on it. And I'm sure the message from Biden to the opposition is, we'll help you overthrow China's government, you'll get to be rulers of China, and in exchange you will end this silly yuan as the new global currency stuff, okay? That's the deal they're getting ready to make. Now, last week, as you know, there was a huge scandal when it came out that USAID, which is a front group for U.S. intelligence agencies, and they've already been kicked out of Russia, and they were very much involved in the overthrow of Kiev, they were down in Cuba setting up a social media network, which turned out to be constantly filling its channels with propaganda to destabilize the Cuban government. They want to go back in there. This is the days of just walking up to the borders of somebody's nation and say, we're going to invade you and take your wealth, are gone. And wars are now fought very covertly, very silently, by overthrowing rival governments. And that's what they're trying to do in China, Cuba, and according to this article, it's all across Latin America, certainly down in Venezuela. And that model of empire works only when the people of a nation will blindly follow the newly installed puppet government as they followed the old elected government. And what's happening in Ukraine is changing that paradigm, where the people of a nation are going to say, all right, so the U.S. came in and put a new government in our capital city. They can have the capital city. We're going to break away and we're going to do our own thing. We're going to form our own nation. It's the beginning of the end of globalism. We're seeing the world start to break apart into those thousand little tiny nations, each taking care of themselves, which I think is a far better option for humanity than a single global government and a single global currency issued as a unit of debt. The problem is, the reason the United States is hated around the world is not because of our freedoms, not because we've got Disneyland, not because we got Miley Cyrus. It's because our government, since the end of World War II, has a bad habit of going into other people's countries, kicking out their elected governments, and installing dictatorships. They did it in Iran in 1953. They did it in Chile in 1973. They tried to do it again in Iran in 2009. That fell flat on its face. They did it in the Ukraine, and this one's blowing up in their face, and everybody understands now what the game has been all along. This is the kind of foreign policy that works only as long as 99% of the people of planet Earth don't understand what's really going on. Now, Putin is warning Russia against allowing Western NGOs into Russia, because of the experience with USAID and watching how the U.S. is overthrowing other countries from within by kicking up protests and riots and trouble with agent provocateurs and claiming it's a popular revolution when it really isn't. It's just a group of paid troublemakers. And apparently, just in last year alone, Russia called it curbing the activities of 46 foreign special service officers, which is a polite name for a spy, and 258 agents. So they're already cleaning their house. They know what's going on. They kicked out USAID. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Alan in Texas. Aloha, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I'll be brief. I was thinking maybe we're having trouble with this. Maybe we've failed to embrace the suck. And I'll just listen to your response, and thank you.
I'm sorry, I don't even understand what it is you just said.
Oh, don't you remember Nancy Pelosi? She said that we should embrace the suck. And maybe that's our problem with this. We have failed to embrace the suck.
Well, I have to be very honest. I missed that statement by Nancy Pelosi, and I don't understand what it was that she was saying or the context of it. It doesn't sound very positive, and frankly, I'm not predisposed to go along with anything Nancy Pelosi says anyway.
Anyway, I was just joking, but thank you.
Ah, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Back here to the news. Now, Chancellor Merkel is visiting Obama. And Germany's criticism of the American economy continues unabated. And they're calling it ill-advised ideology. And that there's this huge list of economic errors by the administration, by the Obama administration, which continues to grow. Now, Merkel, I think, is dancing around the issue, as is Obama. Because the source of all of Obama's economic mistakes is trying to look like he is improving the economy without actually challenging the fundamental problem, which is that privately owned central bank issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, a system that by design always makes sure there is vastly more debt than money with which to pay the debt, to keep us debt slaves. There's only one real way to fix the economy, and that's the way Andrew Jackson did it, which is to shut down the private central bank. Anything else Obama or Wall Street is doing, it's pure political theater. They'll put it out there and say, we're trying to solve the problem. No, you're not. You're trying to fool us that you're solving the problem, but you won't look at the real problem. Every single nation on earth, enslaved to a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest, is drowning in the resultant Ponzi scheme debt that keeps building and building and building until the nation either collapses or has to launch a war of conquest to use other nations' wealth to try and balance the bank ledgers. That's what's going on here. I challenge anybody to point to a single nation enslaved to a private central bank that is not drowning in debt right now and being driven toward war. I've chosen an appropriate t-shirt for the show today. Before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. They came in together. It's this horrible three-step process. Drown the people in debt, drown the government in debt. When they can't pay the debt anymore, that's when you start a war. According to Google, almost 2 million other websites are now linking to my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. We even made up a t-shirt over the weekend. You can see it on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It just says, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and underneath is the QR code where anybody with a smartphone can scan that and immediately go to that page. The more that article gets out, the more people understand what's really going on here. Now, speaking of the European Union, very alarming story coming out of ArmstrongEconomics.com. Poland, while everyone's distracted with Ukraine, Poland has now confiscated all the bond holdings of all the private pension funds in Poland. And they're putting them on the Polish government's balance sheet to try and reduce their debt to GDP ratio. They figure it'll probably shave about 8% off that ratio. So this is the Polish government taking the bond holdings from private pension funds. And if they're doing it in Poland, it's only a matter of time before they start doing it everywhere else. We've reached an era where the banks are going to loot the people rather than admit this Ponzi scheme central banking can't work. We'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market,
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a lot of people have noticed and commented, we've done it here on the show as well, about how all of a sudden a lot of very highly placed banker, investor, financial type people seem to be meeting with sticky ends, falling in front of subway trains, falling off of various buildings. Apparently, over the weekend, the CEO of Liechtenstein Bank was murdered in broad daylight, just gunned down. He was shot dead in the underground garage of the bank. A lot of wet work going on here. Just 2 weeks after the former J.P. Morgan banker Kenneth Bilondo jumped or was thrown to his death, the former CEO of Dutch Bank ABN, AMRO, and his wife and daughter were found dead in their home. They're calling it a family tragedy, and he was horribly depressed. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. I think as public pressure begins to grow on governments to finally rein in the criminal activity of these crooks in the financial centers of the world, that the higher-ups wishing to avoid prosecution are starting to get rid of their subordinates who are in possession of the incriminating information. So if you're a mid-level banker and you know your boss has been doing something underhanded, I'd stay out of small planes and underground garages and be very, very careful who I let in my home. There's a lot of wet work going on out there. Interesting story over 21st Century Wire. Darth Vader economics, why the banksters want inflation. And it's asking the question, why is it that government ministers and financial media pundits always defer to the private bankers? What exotic secret do they hold? It's not an exotic secret. It's the money. Politicians rely on those big, fat campaign donations checks. The media pundits are working for media organizations that are owned in part by these bankers. It's the money protecting itself. The money has become a power unto itself. And that is a situation that cannot be allowed to happen. The new Pope had it right. Money is supposed to be the servant of the people, not its master. When this nation was started, the model was the public currency is a public utility. It's there to serve the people. And both with the first and second banks of the United States, and finally with the Federal Reserve, money was transformed from being a servant of the people to a tool of the bankers to enslave and loot the general population. Now, there's still a lot of fallout coming from the book Flash Boys by Michael Lewis, which basically has now popularized something we've known here in the independent media for quite some time, which is these high-frequency computer traders are looting millions and billions of dollars from the economy and returning nothing of any value. And there's an interesting little quote that he's got in there, which is, if the New York Stock Exchange is a high-frequency brothel, then the SEC is its pimp. And that's certainly true. We know that from the Bernie Madoff case, where for 12 years, Bernie Madoff, co-founder of NASDAQ, was running a Ponzi scheme that looted $65 billion, with a B, dollars, from his investors. And during that entire 12 years, people like Harry Markopoulos were bringing the evidence that this was a financial fraud to the SEC, and the SEC did nothing. They sent some people over there for a couple of meetings, and those SEC guys, they got to Bernie Madoff. They gave him resumes. They wanted in on the party. The SEC is not doing their job. Back in 2008, when the mortgage-backed securities fraud imploded, somebody somewhere in the Bush administration set as a policy that none of the bankers and CEOs who were involved in this scam were going to be investigated, arrested, or charged. And none ever have been. Biggest financial fraud since Tulip Mania and the Great South Seas Bubble collapse. Iceland had the right idea. They threw their bankers in prison, replaced the government that was helping them loot the people, and Iceland's doing very well. Iran sentences their crooked bankers to death, so does Vietnam. Now, over at Investment Watch blog, Rick Santelli is out there saying that right now the Federal Reserve has no encore after quantitative easing for a black swan event. In other words, the quantitative easing has so inflated the dollar, at some point the effects of that inflation are going to break free. And when it does, the Federal Reserve doesn't have a solution to deal with that. In other words, the next big crash is going to be the big crash. Bill Clinton is once again in the news. I'm not sure if this is really going to help Hillary in 2016, but he's out there saying that an alien invasion may be the only way to unite this increasingly divided world. This is over in Blacklisted News here. Now, this is not as far out as it may sound, even for Bill Clinton, because there actually was, under consideration by the U.S. government, a plan to fake an alien invasion. And I don't mean coming over the border from Mexico. I mean outer space-type alien. To scare us all into agreeing to a one-world government. And it's not a new idea. In the original Outer Limits series, back in the 1960s, I think one of the very earliest episodes involved a government plan that took this volunteer and they biochemically and radioactively changed him into something else, put him in a ginned-up, phony alien spaceship, and they were going to have him land in Washington, D.C., and basically get everybody to unite, but the ship actually crashed in the wrong place and some farmer shot him, if I remember that correctly. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I wanted to tie a couple of things together, and it has to do with these people that want a one-world government. I call them the globalists. And I think they're getting desperate because they realize that people are waking up to their chicanery. And I think that's why possibly the Ebola could have been something that was intentionally released, because these people have had it in their plans for a long time to drastically reduce the population of the Earth. And, you know, they're trying to cover their tracks by getting rid of anybody who could rat out the Ponzi banking system. And I think that it's a sign that they're getting very desperate.
Well, I would agree with virtually everything that you are saying there, except for the choice of infectious agent, because if the problem with Ebola lies in what is called secondary communicability. In other words, if the infecting agent infects somebody and they can infect somebody else, then you can't control where it's going. Biological weapons developed for battlefield use, like anthrax, are very controllable. If you inhale the spores, you will get anthrax and you will get very sick. But the doctors and nurses treating you won't catch anthrax from you. And that makes it controllable. It's a very low secondary communicability. That is your ideal biological weapon. Using Ebola as a depopulation tool it is really very ridiculous, because it could come back and infect you. And I know there's talk about, well, there may be a vaccine, but you need to understand the Ebola virus changes its own genome very, very rapidly. It's not as fast as the flu changes its genome, but all you need is one mutation in one of the strains, and any existing vaccines could be completely worthless.
Well,
so okay, so while I would go along with the idea that somebody wants to depopulate the planet with a biological agent, I don't think they would use Ebola to do it.
Well, I think that these people that are trying all this stuff aren't really all that sane to begin with, and maybe they wouldn't think things through as clearly as what you do. And, you know, I was somewhat familiar with Ebola, but, you know, and that's the problem. Tyrannies always fail because they never can control everybody or everything. Throughout history, tyrannies have always failed.
Well, this one certainly is failing now in the realm of information control.
Well, exactly. And Brzezinski even came out and said a couple of years ago that it was infinitely more easy to kill a million people today than it would be to politically control them.
Yeah, and I remember Brzezinski said what we're going through right now is a global political awakening, which he's absolutely correct. Of course, from his point of view, that's a bad thing. What he's basically saying is the sheep are waking up and realizing that that little door into the meat processing plant is not something that they should be walking through willingly. We have to take a break for our top of the hour blurb. Thank you for the call, Obi. We'll be back with Art Off the Grid after these words from our sponsors.